This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9, Saturday Magazine, Macca and Ange Barry. And for those of you who don't know, Ange is the CEO of Joy and is coming up, actually it's a while off, a few months, but her third anniversary.
It will be, Macca, in end of July, early August actually. 3 years ago this year, I'll have walked into Joy and joined the wonderful Joy family and Joy community. It's been a wild ride, I've got to say.
Is it Big Dipper or the Scenic Railway? I think it's more the Big Dipper, isn't it?
What's the one where you go off the end in your cart and then it turns at the last minute? It's that one.
Well, more like the ghost train.
No, it's been
been positive.
It's been really joyful, and I'm not making a pun there, Macca. It totally has to meet and be part of the wonderful Joy community and to lead the team. You know, it's quite an honour, and we're having a lot of pleasure and fun out of, you know, keeping people connected in these times. It's very heartwarming, and, you know, thank you to everybody listening today. It's an honour to be here on SatMag and to share the couple of hours with you.
Thank you. And, you know, often we look back on some of the messages we get, not just on social media but on email. And I remember one night I was in here with Damo, and we got a message from two guys, and I think they were in Indonesia. And this is their only connection to the queer world. You know, they're hoping to get married this year, and I hope they do that. But what they were saying was how important Joy was to keeping them connected and, you know, to giving them information that was actually about their community and some of the impacts that they had. And, you know, there are so many messages we get. You know, so I want to thank those people. You know, our sponsors, our supporters, our members that actually have kept us on air. All the people at Joy who, you know, had to work remotely.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, Macca, and it's why I very much enjoy working in community organisations, because it takes a community to do the work of a community organisation. And it's not just the people who are on the payroll, you know, or the volunteer team. It's everybody you mention. It's our audience, it's our members, it's our funders and sponsors and partners. But we have a wonderful team here at Joy.
We do. You
know, 200 strong people who give their time. 95% of them are volunteer, and you know, that's what makes us work. That's what makes us.
And you know, every single component of that, is what actually makes Joy work.
Yes.
If one of those parts was missing, it wouldn't actually. It may not work, and it certainly wouldn't work as well. So, whilst, you know, Joy is in a good place at the moment.
Yeah,
it's, you know, we're in that good place because of the support of our members, of our volunteers, of our sponsors, of our patrons, you know, the people who put us to air.
Yep.
And in fact, you know, reaching out. And our next guest, you know, we're doing, if you'd have said to me, we're going to be doing a broad, you know, covering something on Australia Day like this.
Yep.
A couple of years ago, I would have gone, that's a great idea, but we're actually doing it. So do you want to do the intro, Ange?
Yeah. Look, I'd like to welcome Jebediah, the president of the Rotary Club of Yarraville, who came to Joy recently to discuss a plan that they've had for Acknowledgement Day. And Jebediah is with us today. Welcome, Jebediah. How are you?
Good, thanks, Ange and Macca.
so lovely to meet you. Jebediah, my team have been working with you to make your event, which you're calling an Acknowledgement Day event, and it's on Australia Day on the 26th of January, so coming up next week. Would you like to talk us through what your vision is for this event and, you know, how did this idea come about?
So Rotary International's motto is service above self, and this is the energy that we bring to Acknowledgement Day 2022. We acknowledge the history of the land, of this land, and offer the service above self to lay the groundwork for a new conversation.
Yep.
Our clubs put hundreds of hours, or free hours, into the preparation of this event. The heart of Acknowledgement Day 2022 comes from a true connection to our earth and an understanding of the deep relationship that we have with the places that we work and live.
Yes.
We've been fortunate enough, the National Australia Aid Council and the Rotary Club of Yarraville welcomes you to celebrate diversity, inclusion and the gathering of community.
Jebediah, that's a beautiful concept. There's been obviously lots of discussion and I guess controversy as such around Australia Day now for years. It feels like, for me, you are doing an amazingly positive event, you know, on this day that is really, as you say, it's acknowledging the history of this beautiful country. Joy's so proud to be, you know, a partner with you in the event. Is the public welcome to go? You know, what time do you start? You know, how does the event sit with, you know, the public and the community around you there?
So we begin with a Stony Point sunrise event. So at 6:27, when the sun rises, we're going to have a Yadaki performance and a Welcome to Country.
Fantastic.
That's for registered people, and we do have about 15 spots remaining.
Okay.
So if you'd like to attend, contact myself on text message on 0449 075400. Places are limited due to the space available on the point.
Right.
So it's around 30 people.
Yep.
The space is accessible. The walk or roll to the point is approximately 200 metres. So please provide us advice if you need assistance.
Yep. Yep, for sure. And Joy, of course, is capturing the event, Jebediah, so those who can't attend will actually be able to, you know, participate later on. And we're very pleased to do that. It sounds like, you know, a beautiful thing to do, actually, you know, on this day to, you know, fully recognise the history of the lands in which we are on. And for me personally, I just wanted to congratulate you because, you know, when Australia Day comes around, I feel quite emotional, you know, about the unresolved, you know, issues that we have in our country connecting our First Peoples, you know, to the concept of, you know, what is the right recognition, you know, how do we recognise that we are a community. So congratulations for the work you're doing. Macca.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'd actually unplugged my microphone by mistake. look, I'm really impressed with the whole concept of this, and I'm also very proud that Joy's going to have the opportunity, you know, to actually share this with so many people, basically around the world. That's, you know, and to demonstrate that there is a stream of thought that is actually not hard in one area or hard in another, that there's a middle course. And I have a saying that compromise isn't two people doing something just so they can agree. It's actually about, you know, working through the issues and coming to an agreement or coming to a position that you can all live with. That's really, really important. So I'm proud that Joy's part of it, but I want to congratulate yourself and your team, you know, for making this happen. This is an extraordinary, extraordinary event.
Yeah, we're very proud to make it happen. It all comes from the heart. It all comes from that space of acknowledgement and understanding that we are, you know, moving forward with the conversation is the honest way to go.
Yep.
It's a wonderful way to approach it. It really is. And I congratulate you on it. I think it's a fantastic thing to do.
Jebediah, I'll just give out your number again. So you've got 15 places left. So if people are wanting to attend, they can send you a text, 0449 075 400. It's the Acknowledgement Day event, and it's going to be over in Hobson's Bay. So if you're listening and you'd like to be part of this very special and very important event, you can reach out to Jebediah.
Yeah, send him an SMS.
Yes.
Hopefully you don't end up getting lots of text messages about parcels that are late.
Best of luck with the event, Jebediah.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.